Dion, Doc, and Joe. Man, how awesome was that conversation? That was the absolute best. We start hour number three. I'm Jim Rome. I'm in Southern California. In case you just missed it, we had an incredible conversation with Dion Dawkins because, man, dude is so much fun. He's real. He's raw. He's authentic. He's hilarious. And that really was an all-time conversation. I mean, I don't even know what my favorite part was. I did like it when he went Eric in Orlando on the Jets because he had done that previous podcast where the line was absolutely incredible. About what he said about the Jets, how much he hates them, that he's about playing ball, they're about taking pictures for Instagram, it's whack. And when I said, dude, what was that exactly? Weirdos being weird, he said. I said, exactly what was that? Was that just your response to a question, or do you really hate them that much, and did you have to get that off your chest? He said, you know, I don't hate the Jets. I just hate the Jets.
I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much.
That's what he said, actually. I don't hate them that much. I do hate them that much.
Man. I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much.
So good. So good. Bills Mafia, you already know all about this guy. I think some of you listening right now knew of him, but didn't know about him, if you know what I mean. That was so fun. Jimmy. It never ceases to amaze me. Offensive linemen are some of the best guys in football. Loyal, real, and badass. I'm a Seahawk fan, but I love Dion Dawkins. I'm rooting for him and the Bills. Thank you for that awesome interview, Jim. Signed, Brad in the 360, Cycling Degenerate. War, I don't hate them. I just hate them.
I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much.
All right, I've always said this. I've said this. If I've said it once, I've said it 50 times. Offensive linemen are almost always great to talk to because it's a very technical position and you have to be smart to play it and they don't get a lot of shine. So they always inevitably are good interviews. Now, they don't all have that personality. In fact, nobody's got that personality. But on top of them being really smart, the guys I've spoken to over the years, also there's this sense of selflessness. Like you heard him say it. I'm all about 17. I'm all about 17. It's my job to protect 17. As long as 17's out there standing up, we have a shot. They pay me to do everything in my power to make sure nothing happens to him. Good stuff. Brian and San Pedro, Dion Dawkins, just Eric in Orlando, the Jets. I don't hate the Jet. I hate the Jet.
I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much.
So funny.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt?
I fish on a boat.
I fish on a boat.
At Adam Ritchie, 1999, via X writes, I love Dion so much. Thank you for bringing him on. The Jets' answer was absolutely perfect. Paulie and Indy, quote, Dion didn't want to call them corny or poopy. What? Did buttholes not make the list? I'm not putting any words in his mouth. The guy's great.
Butthole.
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 He also mentioned that he learned how to pee while he was there. That I'm trying to figure out. That I don't quite understand, but it's funny. It's all funny. I love the guy. Love the guy so much. Snagger, excellent interview with Dion Dawkins. As he seems like a very humble and quality person, love his honesty. Tom in Colorado Springs, wore the Bills, finally getting that first ring. I'd like to say hello to Rick in Buffalo. At John Chat 1 writes, who's this fake tough guy Dawkins talking? Fake tough guy. Window is closed. I don't know, dude. I mean, you're thumbing that out or you're hammering a keyboard and you're calling an actual tough guy a fake tough guy from the comfort of your home. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You're calling an actual tough guy a fake tough guy from the safety of your keyboard or your phone. That makes no sense, my guy. I don't know, dude. If an NFL franchise can entrust that guy with watching the back of their franchise quarterback, I'm going to say there's nothing fake about that guy, especially his toughness. Listen, I asked him this question too, and he didn't even let me finish it before he said, "Who cares?" He's talked so much junk about the Jets. Not only did he not walk it back, he said it again when I asked him about it. And I said, well, let me ask you this, Dion. Because they're in your division, and you yourself said you have to see them twice every single year, are you at all concerned about any kind of payback or retribution when you line up? No, don't care, don't care. There's nothing fake about that, man. That's an actual tough guy. Because he's going to have to line up with these guys. All the junk that he's talked about them, he's going to have to get in the trenches and back it all up. Unlike any of us who are on X, that frankly don't have to back any of it up, right? If you're a rando, or you're anybody behind a keyboard, or you're thumbing something out on your phone, you don't have to. You're not accountable for it. Ever. Ever. Especially if you're a rando. No, this dude, he's not going to be hard to find. Everybody, every Jet will know exactly where Deion Dawkins is. He will not be hard to find. And his response was, don't care. Don't care. Now, here's the thing about the Jets, too. They might be, that front seven, they might be weirdos being weird. They might be about taking pictures for the Instagram. But they're fierce. Say what you want about the Jets. Their front seven's damn good. They're scary. They're tough. He has to deal with it. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. But to quote him, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So say what you want about this guy. Maybe you're a Jets fan. Maybe you don't like him. But don't ever tell me Deion Dawkins is a fake tough guy. That's the last thing that guy is. What was he supposed to say when I said, do you feel like, because you came up short last year, that the window is closing? Actually, Rome, let me correct you. The window is already slammed shut and painted over and nailed shut. We're done. But I got my bag and that's all that matters. What did you expect the guy to say? Now, trust me, that's not a fake tough guy. That's one of the, even the Jets, who probably hate his guts, would tell you that's one of the better players in the league at his position. Anybody else want to try? 1-800-636-8686. How can you hear that interview and not love that interview? Everything about it. So I'll take your reaction to it. On top of that, I started my thoughts on Shohei and Ipe. And I mentioned that the Tinfoil Nation, no matter what came out in that complaint yesterday, and there's a lot of damning evidence against Ipe, the Tinfoil Nation isn't having it. They're not hearing it. They don't want to know about the facts. They've already made their decision. Shohei is a gambling degenerate. And that Ipe jumped on the hand grenade for his guy. So before I started talking to Deion, I made the point, tinfoilers, you got to take that L. I know it sucks to be wrong. I know you don't want to say you're sorry. I'm wrong. And I know for some reason, there are a whole lot of people incredibly invested in Shohei's downfall. I don't know why that is. I just know that that is how that is. For some reason, the internet really wants the best baseball player ever to be a raging degenerate who made his best friend the fall guy. Because somehow I think that makes the internet feel better about itself. I don't know why, but I think it does. Now listen, I know the internet can be miserable. I know it can be unhinged and deranged and detached from reality. But there's still a lot of us that are grounded in reality. And what happened in this incredibly bizarre story became a lot more clear yesterday. It's pretty obvious that there is a clear degenerate criminal mastermind in this situation. And on top of that, there is a clear victim in this situation. And as wild as it is, it's clear that Ipe, who everybody thought was this great guy, is actually a psycho. And that Shohei did get robbed blind and used and manipulated by a guy who he thought was his best friend. The dude that Shohei trusted so much that he allowed him to help set up his bank account when he moved to the States. And that right there was an opening for ePay, of course. From there, we now know that ePay changed the email and the phone number associated with the account. He changed the automatic alerts that would have notified Shohei of money moving. He blocked Shohei's agent, bookkeeper, accountant, and financial advisor from accessing the account. How the hell was that not a red flag? How the hell does the interpreter have that kind of power? How did the interpreter get to a position where he could tell the accountant and the financial advisor and the bookkeeper, you're not allowed in that account? Shohei wants his account blocked. Private. 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 Like, that private. Didn't raise any concerns? That didn't raise any red flags?
That's private.
The interpreter had access to the bank accounts, but not the financial advisor or the accountant.
Private.
He even called, and this is all according to the complaint that dropped yesterday, he would even call the bank impersonating Shohei to, quote, trick and deceive, end of quote, bank employees into authorizing the payments. Yeah, am I speaking with Mr. Otani? Yes. Yes. I'd like to move several million dollars. All right, so again, Tinfoil Nation. I know you don't want to believe it. I'm going to tell you why I do believe it. You want to know why I believe he's capable of all these lies? Because he also lied about working for the Red Sox. And he also lied about working for the Yankees. And he also lied about graduating from UC Riverside. Who the hell lies about that? A psycho. That's who. That's somebody who lies just because they tell so many lies, they don't even know they're lying anymore.
You're a liar.
Who lies about graduating from UCR? If you're willing to lie about graduating from UC Riverside, then I'm sure you'll lie about pretty much anything. That's somebody who loves to lie and has absolutely no shame. Turns out, all of this describes ePay to a T. The other reason I believe all the lying happened is because the authorities have the evidence to back it up, as well as months upon months of texts between ePay and the alleged illegal bookie. They have a text from ePay saying, quote, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me. I think the bookkeeper said something along the lines of, you know, it's not really stealing. Of course, the bookie said something like, yeah, man, it's not stealing. It's all just a cover. I know. I get it. Of course you get it, dude. This is the worst gambler ever, and money is flooding into your account. Of course he tried to convince ePay he didn't do anything wrong. He was the worst gambler ever. If I were an illegal bookmaker, I probably would say the same thing. So he told him, no, dude, you're good. You didn't do anything wrong. And even ePay thumbed out a text in return which said, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen enough Dateline in 48 hours to know that's pretty incriminating. That they have a text which says, technically, I did steal from him. I just don't know what more you conspiracy theorists need to see to be convinced, considering that right there is a freaking admission of guilt. And law enforcement has that documentation. They have the text. I mean, you guys really think the authorities are trying to help Major League Baseball cover this up? I mean, you can make the argument that if Major League Baseball investigated it, they would not want that out there. Then you can put on your tinfoil hat and I'll listen to you. And we can have a conversation about that. I could see whereby those who have something to lose directly would cover that up. But the feds? But authorities? Why would they willingly participate in making Ipe a fall guy? The authorities, law enforcement. Why? Because they love baseball that much? Man, they must really love two-way players to participate in this. It's one thing to have a guy on the inside in the bank. And even then, I don't think they had that. They had a guy on the outside lying that he was Ohtani. It's one thing to have a guy on the inside. It's another to have the feds play along. Authorities, help me with that logic, tinfoilers, because to the rest of us, there is no logic in that. Look, I know it's a crazy situation. I know this is the stuff of future multi-part documentaries. It's all insane. But it doesn't make Shohei a degenerate. Now, does it make him naive? I would say hell yes. Does it mean that he was not on top of his finances? Hell yes. But it doesn't make him a degenerate gambling addict the way so many of you want him to be. And speaking of degenerate gambling addicts, in all, the complaint states, he averaged 25 bets per day, ranging from $10 to $160,000 per bet between December 2021 and January. Some 19,000 bets in all. 19,000 bets. And according to a spreadsheet obtained by authorities, get this, it reflected total winnings of $142 million and total losses of $183 million. Quote, leaving a total net balance of negative $40,678,436. This dude lost almost $41 million gambling. What? I think I have to go Babs on this one. What? 19,000 bets in just over 2 years. Did this dude have time to sleep? How did this dude have time to interpret? How did this dude have time to sit through 162 baseball games a year? How did this guy have time to travel? How did this guy have time to do anything other than bet and steal from his best friend? And lie about it all. This dude had winnings of 142 mil, but losses of 183 mil. My dude, Phil Sickleson, is cringing at that. Even degenerate Phil thinks that degenerate Ipe has a serious, serious problem.
Let's keep it real.
I wonder if Ipe can just go join Liv and pay it down that way.
A special coffee blend for wellness.
So in the end, it turns out he didn't actually steal $4.5 million, reportedly, from Shohei. It was more like $16 million. Which is why I said what I said at the time when I said, if this guy is copping to $4.5 million, I guarantee that's not the number. What I did know was it would be like four times the number. It's insane. I also can't shake the thought of Ipe's reaction when he heard that Shohei suggested deferring 97% of that $700 million contract. I'll bet you there's never been anything Ipe was less excited to translate than that. In fact, I'm surprised he translated that part at all. He probably lied and manipulated so much of this. Considering he did, I'm surprised he didn't spin that around to Shohei demanding 97% of the money up front. That way, Ipe could get his hands on that money too. Imagine, like, Shohei's sitting across the table, and then the Dodgers are all, what did he just say? Ipe said, oh, what he said was, I will not sign until I get 97% of the money up front. And then Shohei looks at Ipe and says, you told them that I want to defer 97%, right? And Ipe said, oh, yeah, of course, of course. And then Ipe goes back to the Dodgers, turns back to the negotiation, and says 97% up front in cash by close of business in hundreds, in duffel bags. Can you imagine Ipe's reaction when Shohei suggested that? The Dodgers said the reaction was, holy F. I'll bet you Ipe's reaction had to be, no! One more thing about this. That's a pretty big hint, don't you think, that Shohei was not the degenerate gambler that you want him to be? Degenerates who know that they're $40 million in debt do not defer $680 million for a decade. You realize that, right, tinfoilers? He's only making $20 million from the Dodgers over the next decade. If he owed $40 million, why would he agree to that? That doesn't make sense either. Then again, pretty much none of it does. And despite that whole thing that I just said and did, I bet I didn't convince any single tinfoiler anywhere that Shohei's not the one behind this, that Shohei's not the one getting down, that he actually did pay his guy off to sit in prison for 30 years. Oh, and the feds too. He must have chipped them off something, right? The IRS, Homeland Security, the feds. Shohei reached all of them too. All of them, Homeland Security, the IRS, law enforcement, they're all serious Dodger honks. And man, they know it's now or never. They know they want an actual championship outside that pandemic year. So they went along with it. All right, when we come back, still ahead. I need an ATP. Ask the pros. Hit me up with that. Also, Albie's working his week that was. Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It's time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you're stuck in. You might not be stuck in it. There are options for getting rid of it. Chuck McDowell, the founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of terrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of the bad timeshares they think they're in. You might not be stuck, and they might be able to help you. To get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and what your options are for cancellation, simply call Wesley right now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. The number is 800-462-3333, 800-462-3333, 800-462-3333.
You're listening to the...
All right, so an update. Coming off that last take, there's an update on Ipe. Alden Gonzalez on X posts, quote, Ipe surrendered to law enforcement this morning and is in federal custody. He is scheduled to appear in L.A. court at 1 p.m. Pacific time. The expectation, according to what I was told yesterday, is that he will be let out on bond at that point. Tinfoilers, now what? He's in federal custody. Is he still a fall guy? And again, the maximum sentence, I'm not saying he'll get that. In fact, there's speculation he's already working to cut a deal. But the maximum sentence for what he did is 30 years. So you're telling me that's a fall guy. What could you pay a guy to make it worthwhile for him to sit in jail for even 10 years or 15 years or 8 years? How big would that bag have to be waiting for him on the other side to do that? I don't know. Maybe he actually did bet himself and Shohei didn't. Dude, these numbers are blowing my mind. How in the world did that guy bet $180 million? And it went so horribly, but it could have gone so much worse. I'm going to say he, quote, only lost $40 million. if he had 180 mil on the table. I mean, wow. So that's the update there. Ryan in Sacktown seems to think he's going to make it better. Let's find out. Hey, also, I still need ATPs. I still need an ATP or two. Hit me up. Hey, JR, isn't a non-existent degree from UC Riverside the same as actually having a diploma from that slum? Asking for a friend. Ryan in ST. No, you're not, dude. Now you've moved on to cracking on Riverside. I'm having a little fun at UC Riverside's expense because, again, I'll ask the question, who lies about graduating from UC Riverside? Except, dude, it's not as funny when you do it, Ryan, because you're in Sacktown and your whole brand is cracking on other towns. And I'll give him this, and I'll give Riverside this. UC Riverside is at least a member of the fam, the UC fam. Now, it's not UC Berkeley. It's not UCLA. It sure as hell isn't UC Santa Barbara. It's not Alvin's alma mater, UC Santa Cruz. But it's not UC San Diego. It's not UC Irvine. But it's a member of the great University of California family, UC Riverside. Rob Rigg, too, writes, Jim, it's easier than you think. My wife is Japanese. Her name is Emiko. I call the bank, the insurance, government as Emiko. They don't know whether my name is male or female. They don't even have to use an accent. Good thing for her, I'm as honest as me. No, I didn't say it didn't work. What are you talking about? It is plausible to me that it worked. I'm just saying, how were there not red flags going up all over the place when he, the interpreter, told the financial people and his agent that he didn't want Shohei, didn't want them having access to his bank accounts, but he did allow the interpreter? How is that not a red flag? Oh, come on, Rome. I just lost it. No, man, I just lost the one I was going to read.
Oh.
Jamie in Green Bay, Tinfoil Nation is O for infinity. It's going to be unbearable if these doofuses ever accidentally get the bat on the ball. That's funny. Now, listen, I put on the tinfoil hat on occasion. I love a good conspiracy theory, just not bad ones. And ones that are totally unreasonable and based really in hate. And then once it gets totally debunked, that's it. Move on to the next thing that's not plausible. My problem with this is you turning it on its head and saying, see, we're right. How are you right? There's a text of the guy saying, technically, I did steal from him. So at that point, you have to fold up your tinfoil hat or put it back on the shelf and wait for the next time that you can put it on. Once it's been debunked, keep moving. The bookie in question reportedly texted Ipay and told him something along the lines of, you know, I can see your guy right now. You know, unless that was some kind of born identity moment. He goes, I can see your guy right now. He's walking his dogs. So you're not answering my calls, Ipay. You're not returning my phone calls. Give me my money. This was part of the complaint. I'm paraphrasing. Give me my money, or I'm going to walk over there and tell this dude what's going on. And then, lo and behold, the money went. The authorities have that evidence. They did not make that up. The illegal bookie hit up ePay and said, I'm looking right at your guy. Give me my money. Send me the money, or I'm going to roll up on him and let him know exactly what's going on here. Hey, man, take it easy, yo. Take it easy. All right. I'm looking for a Ask the Pros. Alvy is working and putting his finishing touches on the week that was. Let me go to the phones really quickly. Ryan in San Antonio. Hey, Ryan, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, Jim. Long time speaking. Wonderful speaking with you, sir. I am a 20-plus year clone, and I can't believe that the Juice is the man that reason why I'm calling in when I'm supposed to be giving you credit for being a wonderful podcaster with the Reinvention podcast with frickin' Craig Siegel. So anyways, what it is, so you were just talking about merch, and back in 2001 and 2, I was here at Fort Sam Houston where I was working, and I'm in the basement at my job wearing your Jim Rome shirt, the black one with that chrome logo, that nice one, that oval shape like the Ford logo. And what came with that, Jim, was two bumper stickers, black with white lettering, and it said, Orenthal did it out. And those stickers came with that shirt, my friend.
All right, so what was the shirt?
It's the black. It was a black one where it had that your JR logo. It's
okay.
Like all chrome.
But it wasn't. It was not an Orenthal shirt, though, right? It was just my logo.
No. It was like a gift where with the shirt came
the bumper stickers.
It came two bumper stickers.
It
came with it.
All right. So let me think about this for a minute. All right. Appreciate you, dude, very much. So he bought Jungle merch that just had the Jungle logo, but as an added gift, we must have thrown in some OJ Did It bumper stickers. I don't recall, however, I guess maybe it's possible. Maybe I'll write a book if I did it. If I included the bumper stickers. If I had OJ merch.
Hypothetically,
we created these stickers. Now, I'm being really honest with you. I don't remember. However, it's possible, I guess. Now that you're saying that, either you're not telling the truth or I don't remember. But let me just say, there are a lot of things that I did back in the day that I regret right now. Regret gets you nothing. I can't change what I did, but I can own it. But let's just say, back then, we did do a lot of crazy things. There was a rat family. There was a celebrity death pool. There was an adult alarm. There was a piece of crap club. And apparently there were Orenthal Did It bumper stickers. Yeah, absolutely I regret some of these things we did back in the day. And I'm not even going to qualify by saying it was a different time. It seemed like it was a good idea at that time. I'm all about ownership. I'm saying I don't remember. But that's different. The bumper stickers are different than the merch. Obviously, I wasn't making any money on the bumper stickers. The bumper stickers are different than the merch. All right, when we come back, one last segment, and that will include Alvy's Week That Was. That will include the Ask the Pros. Here is a... For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Let's hit the ATP. Hey, Jim, are there ever donuts or bagel days for you and your crew? Or are they all on a very strict regimen and required to do the intermittent fasting?
Donuts.
Pete in Youngstown. What do you mean, are they required? Like, I require my staff to intermittently fast? What, I'm starving my staff so they stay hungry? Did you see when Bob Hurley went on TNT or CBS, whatever it was, during the championship game or before the championship game? He said that he actually does not eat on game days because he wants to suffer so he'll perform. What, you think I'd do that to my staff? What, I'm Rick Pitino? Just coming down on my assistant coaches and making sure they're in shape? No. No, once a year, we splurge.
Put that
the morning, the morning of the year in review, we splurge. Hey, by the way, did you see my post yesterday? The donut ride? I had a donut, and it threw me into a complete tailspin. I never do that. I stopped on the way home. I've never done this. I just was like, man, I think I want a donut. And I had it, and I had this incredible spiral. It was so bad, I went into a donut coma, and when I came out of it, I did a two-hour ride on the Peloton. This is why we don't mess with them. Alvy, are you ready? Roll it. Hey, guess who's back? Me. Guess who else is back? Alvy! Welcome to the program. Big breaking news, which actually takes some of the shine off that game. Hog Hoops fan does not need to stare at the sun to experience something special and rare and frankly almost impossible to believe right now. John Calipari is now the head coach at Arkansas.
Yeah!
Win-win for everybody except those involved with, well, the entire Final Four weekend. Cal just took away a lot of their shine with that blockbuster. Pat Forty.
Yeah, it is a bombshell. Basically, he chickened out and took the chicken money, the Tyson chicken money, and left town. So a pretty big comeuppance for a guy who's the cockiest coach in college basketball.
Cal is E-Muss's replacement. Hate to bring myself into this. A bizarre jungle love triangle. New Order is such a great band.
Go to the total. The difference is like a peck on the cheek, I was told,
correct,
and a night of passion.
A night of passion.
Versus dropping hammers. Listen, I know the next one's not going to be for another 2 decades, which is probably the next time these losers will kiss somebody. Pat and Kelsey.
It's an honor, man, to be in the jungle. When I was at Winthrop in Charleston, some of the coolest moments of my professional career, man. I mean it. You're a legend. I try not to sip out of the fire hose with a straw. I'm trying to eat the fire hose.
How are you living? What is that number right now? And how are you playing it?
I'm living great, Jim. I miss you. Not bad
fun
for the big stupid.
I'm leaving big stupid in control.
No, it was good to have the big stupid in the house.
Cow tipping illiterate. Wishes his forehead girth was on his shaft. For the official start of Smack-Off season. Because everyone knows it ain't Smack-Off season. Till Rick in Buffalo says it's Smack-Off season.
It is a UConn coronation.
It's crazy. It's unprecedented, but it's not like Dan Hurley didn't warn y'all.
You better get us now. It's coming.
And for all of you hating on him, he's not done yet. Dan Hurley.
But if I was going anywhere, one thing I'd be doing right now was hiding. I wouldn't be doing your show.
Is there a number that could get your attention?
I'm going to be here going for a three-peat.
His behavior is kind of normal where I'm from. No,
by the way, not only is his behavior kind of normal where you're from, you kind of act like that around the office.
Thank you, Jim.
Matt Norlander, the morning after the natty, my man. How you feeling?
You know me, man. I love this. Left the tournament fired up and ready to go for you, buddy.
Counselor, you spelled wines W-I-N-E-S.
A few light posts torn down.
And
some outdoor
student
seating
ripped a street sign out of the ground and threw it through a store window.
Throwing them through the air.
Be glad that that spinning street sign didn't go through somebody's heart.
Threw it. It went right through his heart and he died.
Chalk Senior, Munster Kid, whatever it is you're trying to do is not working if they're running 3-on-0 breaks and they can't finish. You and I will sleep when we're dead.
Exactly. You know what I always loved about you, when I see on TV or I hear you on the radio, I can feel the passion through your voice, you know? If people can't show that passion on the sideline, why would you be good at anything?
A legendary Tom Izzo appearance.
It's tank top weather, and it's so beautiful up here. I'm about to get the moves out, Brian, get things going. If there's any ever a time for a sandstorm, Brian, it's right now, Brian. Oh, hell yes.
Smash my knee off my table, man. That hurt. I'm so glad that I'm not on TV right now. Searing pain. But,
what is up? One of the greatest shows ever. And I still have the promo billboard from the FX Sports Show. I keep that in my house. I have it to this day.
We have just learned this morning that O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76.
This is not what I expected today. I had a killer show planned. I just did not plan to do a show on a killer.
I just want to wish you and Jano Merry Juicemas.
Cleavers and steak knives underneath our Juicemas trees.
Time to die! Merry Juicemas.
Murder somebody before the battle, it's not really murder, it's cool. I know that to be true because I've murdered two people.
Run, Juice, run meant Juice run into the grave.
And instead of putting him in the ground, is there a way they can just dump him over a hill like into a trash heap?
Rest in peace, Juice.
On the 12 days of Juice Smith, my true glove gave to me 12 dumbass jurors, 11 dancing Eatos, 10 counts in Vegas.
As time went on, it was easy to see I'm better with my K-N-I-V-E. How's OJ doing? I hope really well. The Throat Hunter with a new death story to tell.
I got beef with the bones in people's necks.
People die every day.
Committing a heinous act and getting over, priceless.
Larry Bird, Rick Carlisle, and Dick Tharter
taught me how to pit, like how to pee, and they taught me like how to be a man.
I'm a man.
There goes the sun. Do 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 do.
Thanks for the vine, Jim.
G off.
Thanks, Romy. Talk to you soon. Go car. Dell's up.
Jim, always good to talk to you. Tell everybody I said hello. Love you, man.
JXP, this is for you.
Sorry, I didn't mention that little golf tournament.
Talk about that little golf tournament after.
Get out!
I know you got a busy day, but it was good to hear your voice, man.
And another word, poopy.
Romy, man, appreciate you. You are the man. Been a big fan forever, man.
And a prostate that gave OJ's a disease that he couldn't beat. Good night now!
No words, Alvy. No words. O'Reilly Veriscan is a free check engine light testing program that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified technicians to provide a simple report and possible fixes. Available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, good show, dude.
Thank you, Alvin. It was. My thanks to Rex Hoggard. My thanks to Deion Dawkins. My thanks to the big head, James Kelly. My thanks to the XR4TI, Clones. Have an absolutely amazing weekend. I'll see you Monday. We're out.